Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Friday, 5-8-45. Deuce McAllister, 9-20. Also, after the show, it's going to be just like when people call up and say, well, Bulls got it. No. I'm not going to answer questions after the show on Facebook Live about Jonathan, because Jonathan won't be here to defend himself. But like with Bull, if I do, Lord Baseball, well, Bull's got a problem. He can just call me right up. That's one thing.
Well, he can,
but I can't just...
He can join our Facebook Live right after the show.
He can. Could you imagine that? Adam the Bull on Facebook.
All right, go rip him. Now, so, people are going to want after Jonathan Wells as well. He will not be joining us on Facebook Live.
Yeah, sorry. 923 The Fan on Facebook. Get the Facebook Live. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Get ready for Facebook Live right after the show. We'll go on, and they were basically just going to answer any question that comes through, which, boy, that could be a great idea or a really bad one.
I'm hoping it's bad.
You know what? I kind of am, too, to be honest with you, because it's the internet, and it's just more fun that way. 216-578-0092. Let's get to the basis at hand right here. Let's get to the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder. Brought to you by TEC Communications, a local business technology leader for 40 years. Dangerous one, how the hell are you?
I'm doing good. You guys on Facebook Live, I don't know that that's the best of ideas.
Well, I think it's a tremendous idea. I think it's a very, very good idea, and I think you should ask us questions on Facebook Live, Darryl.
We might have to Skype Darryl in.
Yes.
I think I'm gonna have other things to be doing it. When are you doing this now?
Oh, what
right
are you gonna
after the show.
What are you gonna tell us if Manuel Agba is gonna play or not? Come on, Darryl. Have some.
I think we know the answer to that. That's a negative, Ghost Rider.
Well, he seemed to be a little. We had him on the show yesterday, and
I
think he wants to, but I still think Hugh's gonna hold him out, Darryl. I want to run past you. What do you think?
I think that's the smart idea. Yes. You know. Hold him out a week, see how he's feeling next week. He's been in the walking boot the entire week. I know he told you guys last night on the Hugh Jackson show, Ken, that it's all precautionary and whatever. It didn't seem precautionary to me when I saw him on Monday. So I do not anticipate him being able to play this week. He's not practiced all week. I think that the prudent thing to do is to take a look at him next week. And if you have to hold him out a second week, he certainly seems very optimistic and echoing what Hugh Jackson has said this week, that it's not the high ankle sprain that will sideline you for 6 weeks. So that in and of itself is good news.
Darryl, I know that this game, you come in as a pretty big underdog. It's a 9-point spread. But, man, you know, I think the time that they beat him back in 2014, I think they were home underdogs as well. Now, I know that this is a team that's probably better. But say you can upset them. Say you can really do it. And I know it's going to be a very difficult task. What could that do to change this football season and to really change the way we look at everybody on this football team?
Well, I mean, it's just like last week with Pittsburgh. It certainly gives the franchise a shot in the arm. It ends all the jokes that we've heard this week about, you know, even when you don't lose, you can't win and all those type of things. You know, the Saints are the one team that this expansion Browns team have actually been able to beat. They have the best record against any team. Against the Saints. They're 4-1 since 1999. Of course, the first win in the expansion era. All 88 of them, the first of 88. The excellence began in New Orleans with the Hail Mary from Tim Couch to Kevin Johnson. Yeah, the game you're referencing, Ken, I think that was the Billy Cundiff kick.
Yep.
Late in the closing seconds there that got the 2014 season really kind of rolling a little bit. They got off to that 6-3 and 7-4. Start before the wheels came off the franchise and they went into the great abyss. But I think if they can go down and beat a very good Saints team who many have picked to go to the Super Bowl, win the NFC, I think that that'd be a tremendous shot in the arm for them.
Just say it, Darryl. We own them. Reggie Hodges owns the Saints. Brian Hoyer owns the Saints. Colt McCoy, we own them.
That run was probably one of the best plays since they've come back in 99.
Really was.
Like, that's the type of stuff that happens to the Browns, and the Browns did it to the New Orleans Saints. That was a great,
was that Mangini?
Great fake punt.
Was that Mangini?
Yeah,
of course it was. And after they got done beating the the Tom Brady-led New England Patriots, too. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the hotline. So yesterday, offensive coordinator Todd Haley said 28 offensive mental mistakes. He said a winning recipe is 10. Daryl, if they make anything close to even 20 against the Saints, they will get blown out.
Yeah, they're in for a long afternoon. The Saints are not a team that you can afford to make mistakes. I mean, and listen, New Orleans is in a bad mood because they're coming off a pretty bad week one loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 48-40. Their defense just absolutely got lit up by Tampa Bay. So they're in a pretty foul mood and trying to answer some of those own questions there down in New Orleans and live up to the expectations that, you know, have been placed upon this team. So, you know, I think that a lot of Todd Haley's frustration when it comes, you can live with physical mistakes. What you can't live with are the mental mistakes. And I think that that's what really got to Todd Haley over the last couple of days when he went back and looked at the Steeler game. The fact that, yeah, sure, they came out with a tie, but they had so many opportunities to win. And the reason they didn't ultimately win that game is just they made so many critical mental errors, all of which are preventable.
Demarius Randall ended up on the list where he's questionable for Sunday's game. Did he not play every snap against the Pittsburgh Steelers? How big of a blow could that be?
Yeah, I mean, and he had one of the six turnovers last week, and I think he was amongst those that, yeah, no, he missed one snap last week against Pittsburgh.
All but one.
He played 83 of the 84 snaps, but that'd be a tremendous loss, no question about it. We'll see today just specifically where he is. That was a little bit of a surprise yesterday. He popped up with the head, neck injury on the injury report, was limited in practice. So hopefully today we'll get a little clarity on his situation and you know, see if he's out there. But the Browns definitely need every available body as they take on Drew Brees in this high-powered Saints offense.
And you know, Darius was one of the underrated storylines because we were paying attention to him coming into this season because you switched in positions. He had been a disappointment in Green Bay. Yeah. And I thought he was pretty good in that game against Pittsburgh at the safety spot.
Yeah, I thought so too. He, of course, as I mentioned, had the interception. Yep. He was able to break up a couple of passes as well. You know, had some tackles, and we're not talking the tackles that are 50 yards down the field either, because obviously you don't want your corners and safeties making those type of plays. But I thought, you know, when you look at that side of the ball, Ken, if they can get to a point where everybody's really, you know, in lockstep with Myles Garrett up front and what he's able to do, the linebackers making plays, the safeties in the corners making plays and creating those turnovers that they've been harping on here in the preseason and here early in the season. I think that this defense has a lot of potential to be very, very good. When I look at it on paper, I see cornerstone football players on that side of the football, and that's really exciting to think about.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, join us on the hotline. So much was made about Josh Gordon and the attempts, whether he started. Now that we're past all that, it's Friday of game week.
Right.
I'm a little nervous that just like Brian Hoyer back those last few games when they ended up losing their last, what was it, 4 or 5, and Josh Gordon was running the wrong routes and they were targeting him way too much. I'm a little worried that now it's been just in the head of Tyrod, throw to him, what that could mean this week, because I think the Saints are going to be ready for that.
Well, I'm not worried about that at all. And I just want to kind of clarify something for fans that are upset that we asked Todd Haley about Josh Gordon starting yesterday on a Thursday. Listen, we get to talk to Todd one time per week, okay? We already had Hugh Jackson's side of the Josh Gordon starting thing, all right? We didn't get Todd Haley's side of the story until yesterday. That was the earliest we could do it. We're doing our jobs. That's why that came up yesterday, because we wanted to see what the offensive coordinator had to say about the situation. We already knew what Hugh had to say. Now that's behind us. We can focus on the Saints. But I'm not worried about it, Anthony. To me, your playmakers make plays. I don't think that the New Orleans Saints are worried about throwing too many times to Michael Thomas last week against Tampa Bay. He caught 16 to 17 targets.
They have Drew Brees. We have Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod's does not excel at throwing that ball down the middle. Now, if it's screens, if it's the short stuff, it's the quick slants, Fine. Yeah. That, I'd like to see that. But last week, I think Todd Haley thought he had Big Ben as his quarterback and not Tyrod Taylor.
Well, and that, and you know, I think that that's something that Todd Haley will, and he admitted yesterday that, you know, that they're trying to sort this thing out. That with all the new faces, Josh not being here for most of the, you know, the training camp and the preseason and trying to get him up to speed. Tyrod's new here. Jarvis Landry's new here. Antonio Callaway's new here. Rashard Higgins is the only guy that isn't new here, and he's an unproven commodity. So I did think that Todd Haley made a fairly good point yesterday when he said, you know, the offense that he was able to build in Pittsburgh, the chemistry that was built there between Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger and Le'Veon Bell when he was on the field, and that's not something that happened overnight. That took time to develop, and then once it was developed, they were very consistent in their performance, and they have been for years, and that is something that he does expect to happen here, but it's just it's not there yet.
I remember people were pretty upset about things when it first started off with Todd Haley in Pittsburgh. We thought he wouldn't even make it out of the season. You remember that, Darryl?
Yeah, absolutely. And he ended up lasting there for 6 years. Certainly him not getting his contract renewed and all the stories about him not getting along with Ben Roethlisberger or whatever. All I know is the Pittsburgh Steelers are the dominant team in the AFC North, and Todd Haley was a big part of putting together and using the weaponry in one of the top offenses in the National Football League.
I was accused of being a sensationalist earlier, Darryl, and I just want to run this
shocking.
By you. Well, I'm not trying to be. I'm just pointing it out.
Isn't that Anthony's job?
Well, I'm looking at the situation.
Come on.
I'm looking at the situation here, buddy, is that if Hugh Jackson – I called it a must-win last week because if Hugh Jackson loses that game, it already starts. If you win that game, I think some people, even though Jonathan disagreed with me last hour – if you win that game, I think some people go, okay, maybe it was really all on Sashi. Maybe Hugh Jackson can make some hay here. For Tyrod, you just got the number one pick sitting there. And I'm not making an argument that Baker Mayfield should just be thrust into the situation, but you know damn well that if he doesn't play well on Sunday and they lose on Sunday, I can't help what people are going to call in about on Monday morning. I can't help what people are going to tweet on Monday morning getting ready for the New York Jets. I think that this is a huge game. Lima went as far as to say it might be the game of his career, and damn it, it might be so, because you're not just playing for this year. If you're Tyrod, you're also playing for your future.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. He has to play better. You know, 15 of 40, just you can't have that, and you can't win playing like that. Hugh Jackson tried to pump the brakes yesterday when he was asked about it. Certainly Drew Brees caught my attention. I almost fell off out of my chair when he said that he thought that Baker Mayfield has the potential to be better than him. And Drew's about to be the all-time leading passer in NFL history. He's one of the greatest to ever play the game. So that's certainly high praise there. But we knew this. The moment Baker Mayfield's name got called by the commissioner in April, we knew that this was going to happen, that the first bad performance from Tyrod Taylor, the drum beats from the fans, nobody loves their backup young quarterbacks quite like Browns fans do. And, you know, Hugh Jackson said yesterday, we're pumping the brakes on this. We will play Baker Mayfield when organizationally we're ready to go. There's no rush right now. Tyrod Taylor is our quarterback. Let's see this thing through and see how this season begins to play out. But you're absolutely right, Ken. If he goes down there and plays the way he played on Sunday, the phone lines will be lit Monday morning for you guys with the Baker Mayfield hot takes. No question about it, especially with the short week coming up,
yep,
and the upstart New York Jets and Sam Darnold rolling into town. I hate to think what the phone lines will be like next Friday if the Browns start 0-2-1.
That'd be ugly for both parties. Darryl, we thank you very much for the call, buddy. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you, coming up Sunday sometime in there?
Yep.
So all the best, bud.
You got it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game Sunday.
You too. The great one, Darryl Ryder, joining us. The ever so dangerous one, Darryl Ryder, brought to you by TEC Communications, the local business technology leader for 40 years. I go back to that handling. I'd still rather put it on myself. You're going to hate me for saying this. If you didn't give him any first-team reps, I can still make great arguments and go, well, he didn't get any first-team reps during the season, so it would be crazy. Because if Tyrod goes out there and plays poorly on Sunday, they're just going to get in. I can't help it. What do you want? Am I supposed to ignore those calls? I can. I mean, we do all the time, but there's sometimes we get stuff here and go, come on. You want me to do that, Anthony? Because it's going to be what people say. I look at what Tyrod is. I might have handled it the same way because I'd rather put that heat on myself than put it on my number one overall quarterback, because it would suck to not give the guy a realistic opportunity and then have people go, well, he got reps with the first teamers. Tyrod Taylor beat him out, and now you're seeing what Tyrod Taylor's doing. I also think it's been one game, and hopefully he'll play well enough coming up on Sunday where we can go, okay, it's been one game and everybody needs to pump it here a little bit. Let's get going here for the rest of the season with Tyrod Taylor.
Hey, if Tyrod goes down there, has a great game, then he's got nothing to worry about for a while. Now, we know eventually, once the Browns are eliminated from serious playoff contention, we know it just makes sense. They're gonna make the change, whether you like it or not. And by that time, I think most fans will be like, all right, let's get Baker some experience. So he has to go down there and play well. I'm not even saying has to win. He has to go down there and play well. Yeah. And hopefully the defense can prevent this from having to be a shootout. Hopefully the defense can get to the guy who gets rid of the football as quickly as anybody just outside of Tom Brady. You know, he does make it tough at times, Drew Brees, to get to you. With that said, we all know if he plays poorly again, and then, my God, a national television against the Jets, he's got two games here. Because if that's the end, we can all look at the calendar. We can all see that at 0-2-1 with the schedule, the way it is, you know, playoffs are probably going to be kind of laughable at that point. Then now it's all about getting Baker Mayfield ready for when he can play.
I have been adamant about Tyrod, but I also know how this stuff goes. When it comes to us, we are different as fans. We're different from the way they are. They're going to operate as an organization. But the conversation among us, you could be thinking one way right now. I'm telling you, within 6 days, it could be a hell of a lot different for you. By this time to next week, by next Friday, this could be an entirely different conversation, because then you might be talking about Hugh and Ernest, and then you're really talking about Tyrod Taylor moving on, where you have 10 days to get ready for the Oakland Raiders. I think it's going to be very difficult for a lot of people to move past that. So I hope it goes Tyrod Taylor's way on Sunday. Even if they don't win, I hope he plays well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.